Podcasting from Arizona State University, this is the Campus Cast. Welcome back, everybody. This is your weekly podcast by two students from Arizona State University. I'm your regular host, Antonio Chang.
And I'm your regular co-host, Javi Nieto.
It's about Halloween time, Javi. And, well, it's October 25th today, so just right around the corner next week. I actually have to give a class presentation on Halloween. Do you have any plans or anything?
I have class at that time. But I am going to probably show up dressed up, so I don't really care.
Oh, really? What are you going as?
I'll probably go as a soccer player.
So a soccer player.
Too hardcore.
I think I might go as Marty McFly.
That sounds pretty good.
Actually, last week, first topic of the day was midterms, at least for a lot of students on campus and stuff. For me, it was. I pulled one of my mini all-nighters last week, so trying to get projects done and things like that. And you have like a test or something
Week? Two midterms this week. Actually, I had one last night, and God willing, that went well. tomorrow, I have another one. So, yeah, hopefully that goes well, God willing.
But if your classes aren't going well out there, this is the last week to withdraw from a class. I think it's unrestricted withdrawal. I'm not sure. Like, I know it's either in person or on ASU Interactive, but October 30th is the deadline. So if like your class isn't going too well, or if you're failing, for instance, you might want to consider withdrawing it. It'll show up as a W on your transcript, but...
And they might wonder why you bailed out.
Yeah, but plans change. They understand that. It doesn't really matter. Let's see. Oh, pre-reg also started this week. So
I went ahead and pre-registered, actually. It wasn't bad. So get that taken care of as soon as you can, because that'll end pretty soon.
And actually, we put the call out there for any bands that wanted to put their music on the Campus Cast. We'd love to have you. This week, we have one from a band called, it's not really a band, it's more of like a rap duo, I guess.
I'll let you say
called,
it, Antonio.
Called Heffenquaz.
Heffenquaz. Thank you, Heffenquaz.
This track is appropriately called Cigs and Beer. Today in the state press, I guess we both noticed that there was something about mandatory meal plans coming up.
Well, this is the one that was put on the table they felt was a bit unreasonable.
Well, for one thing, this is for students who live on campus.
Okay.
This is like mandatory meal plan is for students who live on campus. And like if you have a dorm, you might be like forced to get one of these like $2,000 meal plans or something. So, yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
They don't charge you enough already. Jeez.
And as if they don't like... provide kind of not good food already.
Oh, that's true.
It's kind of decent, but I don't know. That's kind of not fair. Like, if you're going to be, like, getting a dorm and stuff like that to be forced into getting a meal plan, you know? Like, I guess there's two different ones that they have, a 7-day and then a 5-day for those who go home on weekends.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It seems to be more targeted towards freshmen, and since, like, they're building up this whole new, like,
yeah, well, I
like
I
it's the living
that
learning
was.
Community.
Oh, is that it's a new set of dorms essentially?
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be like
that's what that whole
yeah,
thing
they're
is?
They're tearing down like Ocotillo and older dorms
Jeez.
Like that. So yeah, they're building this whole new like facility, and I think it's just to like take advantage of all the freshmen coming and if they
oh
initiate this like mandatory meal plan thing.
Well, plus I guess my question is okay, there are tons of restaurants all along University Drive and Mill Avenue that
right.
accept Sundollars.
Sundollars,
are they going to be incorporated into this meal plan?
I doubt
or
it.
Only
no,
restaurants
I think,
on campus?
I think you're only going to be able, like the way that it is right now, a meal plan you can only use at like one of the designated meal plan locations on campus.
Oh, geez, that's pretty crappy.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can use it in that meal. I think you would, but as it stands right now, it's like a use it or lose it type thing.
Wow.
But, like, if this gets initiated, it'll probably be, like, an all-you-can-eat type thing. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But hopefully, I mean, I just don't see any benefit to the students at all for this.
Huh.
You know? Like, I think it needs to seriously be revamped, and it just seems to be, like, school wanting more money.
Wow. Oh, well. Okay, so...
oh, well. It's kind of a big oh, well hobby.
It is. It is. But at this point, I mean...
$2,000.
Think
oh,
about
well.
That.
You know,
I mean,
but to eat crappy food. Oh, well. that'll bring us, I guess, to our next band who supplied their song. This one's called 81 Days. And let's see if I can go ahead and find what this track is called. This is more of like a hardcore emo punk thing, as they describe it themselves. This track is called It's Cold to Me. Okay, you know, speaking of MySpace, these two bands have MySpace homepages, which is how, like, a lot of bands are being popularized these days and stuff. And, like, I've kind of bashed MySpace in the past, and I have even more reason to do so because, like, unknowing to me, like, this magazine called Get Out, it's a local Arizona magazine about, like, nightlife and things like that around the city. I don't know, it seems kind of lame to me, but anyway, what happened is in their like October 13th issue, they were doing a story on MySpace, and they took about, I don't know, that looks like 150 pictures to me.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
They took a whole bunch of pictures from people's MySpace homepages and threw it up on their magazine cover, and they put like a huge MySpace icon on it. And unfortunately, I guess I was one of the random victims that they chose to have my picture up on there, and they didn't even ask me. I mean, I'm kind of, just
the mere fact that these guys are posting pictures of people without asking their permissions, without obtaining their permissions for that matter.
This goes back to kind of the palm lock thing. Exactly. Only this isn't less creepy, it's more corporate.
And this is more publicized.
Yeah, that's actually very true, because I just found out from someone, random person online, who was like, hey, you're on the cover of so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, what the heck is that? And I go ahead and look up the article almost seemed to be just a full-on advertisement for MySpace. It seemed to do nothing but...
As if they need any more advertising.
Yeah, and it just kind of praised MySpace for being the new hip thing. And it just kind of glosses over the fact that MySpace is now owned by Fox Corporate. It's owned by News Corp.
Oh, yeah. That's real nice.
And like on the cover of this story here. But anyway, it says, 2 years ago, these guys launched a website and made 21 million friends. Well, guess what? Those 21 million friends made them $580 million.
Pretty friendly there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, because basically, I just feel like...
You'd be friends with that guy, right?
Yeah, and of course, none of those 21 million people are going to see a dime of it because they're just all contributing to like seeing ads and things like that and just giving Tom Anderson more money.
I don't know, maybe getting their pictures on the covers of magazines without the permission.
Yeah, I know,
no
kidding.
Any kind of payment for that?
Oh, but anyway, I'm kind of ticked because it makes me look like I support this. It makes me look like I support MySpace and I support this crappy magazine. And so I wrote kind of a nasty little email to one of the people that works for them, like the one who wrote the story. And I was just kind of explaining that, you know, it would have been nice if you asked me to use your picture, to use my picture, and I probably would have said no, just from like browsing the site for 5 minutes just to check out what it was all about. I would have said no immediately, just because, like, I don't like this whole.
That's probably why they just put it on.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
God knows how many no's.
And it's
probably
just some
gotten.
Intern working there thinking, oh look, I'll make this cool little design thing. I'll just take a bunch of pictures,
they
and it's
have
just
no
the,
concept
it's just
of
the
copyright.
It's just the internet. You know, it doesn't matter.
People looking at your picture.
No, seriously, don't even go to the site. It's just crap. So seriously, but if you want to bug someone, you can go ahead and call Kelly Wilson, who wrote the article on it, and you can contact her at 480-898-5691 or email her at kwilson@easytrib.com.
Yeah, but how are they going to know if their picture was on there if they hadn't even seen the picture?
I don't care. Just bug her.
Okay, that's kind of like the oh well thing, you know? Yeah. I guess we're both saying oh well today, huh? All right.
I think that'll go ahead and wrap it up for this oh well episode.
And again, your feedback is very important to us. And keep sending us links to your bands and stuff. We really do want to, you know, give you guys some promotion and stuff like that.
Yeah, this has been the Campus Cast episode number 7.